You will remember that when the children of Israel crossed the River Jordan, they placed 12 stones as a memorial, that when their children would ask, "What mean these stones?" they could tell them the wonderful work that God did for them. And you might also remember that these stones were to be taken from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. And we have many markers in our country and overseas. And when our children, our little ones, ask us, "What mean these stones?" we can say, "These were those whose feet stood firm in defense of our country." And we thank the Lord for their sacrifice and for the ultimate sacrifice that our Lord Himself made on the cross for us.
Stand and watch the ranks march by, with banners held unfurled. These honored ones who fought and bled in battles round the world. Some walk tall while some are stooped, but all stand straight inside. For duty done is victory won, and noble source of pride. Would you give what they have given? Would you pay the price to lay down your dreams or even your life? Could you view your own freedom as a gift you must give? With the hope that your loved ones and country might live. And now we gaze with tear-filled eyes on those who come in view. Their loss of limbs shows patriot heart, and nothing rings more true. How small are words of thankfulness to heroes such as they, whose gift on freedom's altar placed confronts them every day. With sober minds and trembling lips, we see a golden star, emblazoned with the names of those who fell in lands afar. They counted not their life so dear, but gave them willingly. Oh, precious souls who sacrificed that we might still be free. Would you give what they have given? Would you pay the price to lay down your dreams or even your life? Could you view your own freedom as a gift you must give? With the hope that your loved ones and country might live. Now think on Christ who gave his all while nailed to Calvary's tree. When he arose, he sent men forth to lost humanity. As I have come, so send I you. Now go and preach my word, So this they did, and gave their lives by fire and by the sword. Would you give what they have given? Would you pay the price to lay down your dreams or even your life? Could you view your own freedom as a gift you must give? With the hope that your loved ones and country might live.